Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. 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 All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your plans behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, there are no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though no one will be behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville, Tuesday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson with you.
Optimism Tuesday.
Yes.
We are excited about sports in general, but specifically Tennessee.
It's a little, it's time.
Little ditty I've been working on.
Yeah?
Keep working.
You haven't said one word to me all morning, and that's what you lead with?
He's just.
What?
I said hello.
I don't think you did. What excuse are you trying to make for him?
No, I wasn't going to make an excuse. Mm. I was going to pile on.
Keep working. Do tell.
Well, I mean, I've only been working on it for like 15 seconds.
I just wonder if I don't know, maybe he's getting nervous because, you know, his
two squads.
Well, he kind of got what he wanted. They're on opposite sides, like completely opposite sides of the bracket.
Dickie B has the Davey Hudson final du jour.
Don't know how I feel about that.
I know. That means it won't happen.
But well, if that happens, like, we've all kind of won.
I mean, I've looked just at several, I'll put these in quotes, expert brackets. Uh-huh. And I think Duke and Tennessee are in the final four for at least 75% or more.
People know. They know.
Optimism Tuesday.
Let's get optimistic up in here.
Do we even like that, though? I thought we wanted this team to be, like, written off. Like, no one believes you can do it, Admiral.
Well, they're going to kind of feel that way anyway, so I'm good with it.
All right.
I think it helps that you're in Virginia's bracket.
No one believes in Virginia. That's more.
You can't just take a 20-point loss to UMBC and expect to come back and win it all the next year.
Except the numbers.
You know,
the
all year, Virginia. I said I wanted Virginia.
It's the eye test.
As our one if we had to be a two.
You did. If they beat us, I'm blaming you.
And I think a lot of people.
If we get to the Elite Eight and lose to Virginia, I'm not going to be like the maddest guy in the world.
Okay.
If you get
people are going
to
be a,
I'm not going to be happy. I'm not
looking
gonna be mad.
At the outlook of the Vols' potential bracket, as far as teams they could play. I know my phrasing wasn't the best there, but it does make sense.
Well, no, look, it's fair. There's a lot of look.
There's a lot of Big Ten teams.
We're looking at other people's outlook.
Yes, a lot of Big Ten teams that you could possibly play, and I don't think people are sold on the Big Ten. I said it yesterday.
I'm not.
Last time they had a national champion.
Where I've been at all year on the Big Ten.
Last time they had a national champion, 2000.
It's only been 20 years, Davey. I don't know what you're complaining about.
Yeah. When's the last time? Never mind.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's half as,
don't play
half,
that game.
Half as long as Tennessee in the SEC tournament. And there's fewer teams playing in it. Hmm. Sorry. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not being negative.
Come on.
The final AP poll was released yesterday. Salute to the AP voters whose preseason vote had Tennessee at 6. Where did they finish up? Well, they finished up at 6th. Hmm. Shouts out to the Big J journalists out there with the
putting in the long hours.
I mean, everyone was like, "Man, they really got this one right." It's like, I mean, they're the ones that voted. Like, if you vote the same at the end as you did at the beginning, you're right every time. So let's not give them too much credit.
I mean,
although I don't have a problem with six. Joe Lenardi says we have a difficult draw in the South region.
Really?
You see that?
No.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. It's a video. He's probably thinking Colgate's going to shoot a bunch of threes and then Cincinnati in Columbus.
I don't know if I've seen more people be on opposite sides of the this is a good draw versus this is a bad draw.
It's very split. Although I think the majority think it's a good draw, according to a poll The Drive put out, I believe, yesterday. Some 60-something percent said, yeah, it's a pretty good draw. So, I'll take that. I said it right when we got it that I liked the draw. Everyone is worried about Colgate because they shoot threes. Guys, we don't need to be worried about Colgate. We just don't.
Well, it's kind of like you said. I mean, the only way you lose to Colgate is if you just play like ass and you deserve to lose.
Right.
So
yeah, and if that's the case, then we're going to be the two losing to the 15. It just happens. A lot of people... You know, Russell gave the stat, only 5 2 seeds have won the national championship. I mean, like, this is the same team.
Whether
Virginia's the two and we're the one in this bracket, hypothetically, I don't know that our road is just so much easier at that point. Mm-hmm. It's perhaps easier, but I don't know that it's head and shoulders easier.
Well, here's the thing. If Tennessee had won the SEC tournament, according to the committee said, they were going to ship Tennessee out west as the final one seed, Gonzaga would have become the two in that bracket.
Yeah.
Because you basically would have been the last one seed, and you would have gotten the best two seed.
And you know who we would have gotten in round two? Two teams I did not want to see. Syracuse and Baylor. Didn't want either of those. Didn't want either one of them. So I'm fine with this.
Have Florida State down the road.
Yeah, it will be Florida State. They're gonna wax UVM, and they are going to beat the hell out of,
I don't know.
Could Murray State and John Morant beat Marquette?
Probably,
because Marquette is falling apart.
Marquette has that guy that scores like crazy, too. Either team that wins that 5-12 game is going to have a 30-point scoring type of player. So that'll be a fascinating second-round matchup.
I would have loved to have been with Gonzaga, but I didn't want to have to go out west. So this is fine.
All
this
time,
is a good bracket.
The two seed is 8-128 versus the 15 seed.
That's backwards.
The 15? No, he said.
I said
seed
the 15 seed.
Is
he
eight
said two,
and
then the 15. He meant 15, and then the two. You said the two seed.
I don't know. I read it directly as this is.
But you also said Florida two times back to back the other day. I didn't notice it.
Okay,
until
I made a mistake then. Doesn't necessarily mean I made a mistake today.
No, you said you said the two is
read it again.
8 and whatever against the 15.
Exactly the way you read it that time.
I don't remember exactly. Okay.
You said you read it exactly, so
okay.
It should still be written on the page.
I will
exactly
read, I will read the first part even to add more context to the sentence.
We know what you meant. I'm just saying you said it backwards. I didn't want people to confuse people.
Have upset two seeds in the NCAA tournament.
Right. Uh-huh. And you said
and
the 15 seed
of 8
is
and 128
eight.
All time.
Right, but because they wrote 15 seed first, you said 15 seed first and said the 15.
And the article goes on to say
first.
The most noteworthy times of 15 seed almost beat a 2 seed, Winthrop versus Tennessee 2006.
That was a close one. We should have totally gotten a technical when that shot went in. Stanley assumed he ran off the bench and hugged Lofton, but the game wasn't over. God. That would have been a nightmare.
Then the next most notable
That's
one,
why you have the
Belmont versus Duke, 2008. I remember both these games very vividly.
Of course you would.
I don't know if you remember the Winthrop game that vividly. How old were you?
2005? I was 12. It was 2006. Actually, I was
He's
11.
So young.
I was 11.
I feel like that was last week.
No, I think that's fair. I remember the 98 Florida game vividly, and
I was
11.
That was Pearl's first year.
Mm-hmm. Two seed. That was a crap game. We lost the next game, didn't we, that year?
That would have been...
Yeah, we didn't make the Sweet 16 that year.
I'm trying to think of who.
Wichita State, I think.
Yeah, sounds right.
That's Greg Marshall, starting the run. So the...
That can't happen
The 15
year, right?
seed is 8 and what?
128.
Yeah.
128 and 8. Mm-hmm. That's the history we're going up against on Friday at 2:45.
The trick will be, like, it won't surprise me, though, if Colgate hangs around for a while.
No.
The trick will be, the teams out of this conference, out of the Patriot League, are usually, you know, we had our caller, we got listeners everywhere. We had the caller from, where was he, Pennsylvania yesterday? Big Bucknell
he's
guy.
He's from Pennsylvania. He's in New York.
Yeah, big Bucknell guy. And
Cole,
Tennessee fan. Like, these Patriot League teams are usually, like, well-schooled, hard-nosed, and not super athletic. So, like,
right.
I think it was Holy Cross was playing Kentucky, I think, a few years ago, and hung around for a long time.
Yep, I remember that game.
Kentucky finally kind of put them away. So, that'll be the challenge for Tennessee, is just kind of to continue to kind of lean on them and let your athletic ability
to get down when you're up four with 8 minutes to go, and it's like, oh gosh, we're starting to get nervous. Because you're just better. You just got to wear them down a little bit. Yeah, I agree with you. It's a really good point.
I remember Ohio defeating Georgetown in the 2:15, just because Tennessee then had an easier road whenever Konzo took them to the Sweet 16. Wait. You had to play Ohio. Maybe it was
Konzo's year? I don't remember playing Ohio.
Maybe that was Pearl's last. No, wait, that was Pearl's. That was 2010.
We lost to Michigan in the opening round that year.
When did we have to play Ohio because they got beat by Georgetown?
I don't know, buddy. Yeah. You said you remembered it.
I thought I did.
I mean, if it was a 2:15, that would have meant Tennessee was a 7 or 10. You got me there. I don't know.
Boy. Hudson really derailed this one, didn't he?
We're staying on 2:15.
Kind of.
I remember we had that Kentucky stat about the only time that they hadn't that a team with as good a record as like Tennessee had this past year in the regular season not winning the SEC title. It was South Carolina that had kept Kentucky from winning the regular season title. Coppin State got them in the first round, 2:15. So there's a few of those eight out of the 130, however many it is. But no, you got to, I mean, Colgate, come on. Play well. Just get that one over with.
But also enjoy the experience. Don't take it for granted or something. In other bracket news, before we continue on.
Yeah?
Lady Vols made the tournament yesterday.
Oh. I thought that's how we were going to continue on.
I don't know if you saw that. Well, we're doing kind of a news breakdown, and then we'll deep dive into the fun stuff. But they're doing the men's preview show. And the bracket that they're showing on the side is 2019 NCAA women's bracket.
Yeah, it was the 3:00 ESPNU show yesterday.
And they were supposed to be at, what, 6 or 7, the release show for the women?
7:00 on ESPN.
Yeah. And then at 3:00, some graphics guy installs wrong tournament bracket GIF, tournament bracket PDF, slides it up on the outer thirds, and just like that, everybody knows what's going on. And somebody, of course, took screenshots, started tweeting it out. They moved the show from 7 to 5. And,
not really. They just did an extra show at 5.
Okay. Well, yeah. They moved it up. I mean, they left the same show, but they called in the skeleton crew like, guys, we can't just let this hang out there. Shouts out to the guy who probably lost his job yesterday. It's a damn shame. But the Lady Vols make it their 38th straight year in a row. That's what straight means. What an accomplishment. Wow. This program, man. Even when we're down, we're not that down.
They're an 11th seed in the Albany region.
They get
UCLA.
UCLA and then probably Maryland in round two.
Definitely Maryland.
Yeah.
At their home court.
Well, it wasn't going to be easy. Surprisingly, Connecticut got their first 2 seed in, I don't know, 100 years.
Did you notice that if somehow Tennessee makes the Sweet 16, Holly will get to take on Gina?
Well, that would be it.
That'd be fun. I'm down for that.
Define fun.
I'll be pulling hard for the Lady Vols. I want to see him take out Gina.
Well, that's fair. At least that's where you were going with that. I wasn't sure exactly what you meant. But congrats to the Lady Vols. It was interesting. A lot of women's basketball fans not exactly thrilled that the Lady Vols made it. They thought it was a little bit of a bias.
Yeah, no.
But the committee said their out of conference top 50 wins and the teams that they were able to beat in the Southeastern Conference is what put them over the top, even though for Lady Vol standards this was a pretty down year. If Tennessee ever were to miss the women's tournament, that just can't happen. Even though they almost did. But they didn't. 38 years in a row.
Probably one game away. Like, if they hadn't beat LSU.
Yep. But they did.
In the SEC tournament.
LSU was bombing threes that game. They still were able to do it. Some other news.
I honestly think the 11 seed's kind of favorable.
How much lower could you really put a team like Tennessee, though?
12 would be the
lowest, right?
Bottom.
Yeah, so.
I mean,
Davey's probably right, I guess. I mean, even if it's one seed line, it's like they probably could have easily been. 12.
Yeah, 12's the lowest I think I've ever seen a Power 5 team or Power 6 in basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, Oregon's a 12 on the men's side of things.
So is Holly Willett back next year based on this, now that she's in safely?
I don't know, obviously. I don't think making the NCAA tournament one way or the other is necessarily the catalyst here.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's not the goal every year, but I don't know that in a year like this, that the goal was if you make the turn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that that was laid out on the table. Now, if they lose first round, then absolutely not. If they make a little bit of a run, then I guess we just kind of have to wait and see. But I think it would take, you know, I don't even think a Sweet 16 run is enough to just completely wipe the slate clean. I think you're talking about Elite Eight and potentially a Final Four before anybody would say, yep, zero concern whatsoever. I think, you know, there's going to be some conversations and decisions made, but it does probably depend significantly on how they play in this tournament.
And then what about ESPN? Like, that, where does that rank in terms of, remember, was it the men's tournament
last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, where
somebody leaked the bracket.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't shown on television where people could DVR it, and I mean, like,
no.
That's really odd.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one thing for
obviously
somebody to,
I don't know like what happened. I mean, you can pretty easily put it together, right? There's tournament bracket files.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody clicked the wrong one, didn't double check it, threw them up on the screen, didn't realize it until all of the regions had been shown, which was insane to me.
I mean, once they got into the women's folder, they might not even have noticed. Although this is a you'd think if you had a kind of basketball person doing that,
yeah,
and saw the Albany region instead of the East region,
yeah,
they'd go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But we know that's not always the case.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Like, did somebody send the wrong file and somebody in a hurry just like threw it in there? Or was this obviously it was a mistake. I just don't know if somebody's going to definitely lose their job. It's really not that big of a deal. We got it a little bit early. If they want to say that hurt their viewership for the PM show, I'd say they probably have a good point there. So if you want to fire someone because you lost ad dollars because you didn't reach your number that you sold all the spots for, then perhaps.
I think it was intentional. No one's going to be talking about it unless this happens. I don't know. How much ad revenue were they honestly set to make from that?
I don't know.
Like, we wouldn't be talking about it right now other than, hey, the Lady Vols got in, if it wasn't for the leak.
I think we're talking about the Lady Vols getting it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm
that's
saying,
what
like,
he's saying. He's
oh,
saying.
Nothing else.
But
yeah.
Nationally, like, there aren't many other, there aren't a lot of other programs that care about women's basketball. Whether you want to think that's sad or not, that's.
No, I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone disagrees with you.
So, this is one way to make sure that
spice
somebody at least mentions it.
Spice
like,
it up.
Across the country on sports radio shows throughout.
Now, That's pretty good conspiracy theory. I mean, that'd be something. That'd be some. I don't know why ESPN takes that risk though for, you know, a few more eyeballs when they already like just, you know, that's something like that's something an upstart would do to try and create.
Well, there's not like a super team
a
this
firestorm.
Year, so I'd say that's probably hurt viewership more than anything. You don't have Connecticut going, you know, 38-0 this year. You've got really six teams that are, you know, pretty damn good. And, I mean, the fact that Connecticut's a two kind of tells you that this year is a little bit different. I mean, I'm not filling out a women's bracket. I don't know who I would pick. it's tough to bet against Connecticut even as a two, but like Notre Dame is really good. Like really stinking good.
Baylor, Mississippi the best State, team.
Baylor's really good. They're always freaking good.
Baylor's 31-1.
Who's their loss to?
I don't.
You got
remember.
That over there?
No. No, I just know they dominate all year.
Slim tweets in and says it was Tennessee that played Ohio in 2010.
Yes.
And that was the year.
They weren't a 15.
No, it was 14-3. Actually, I got that bracket pulled up. Tennessee,
it was the year we lost to Michigan State.
Yeah, you were a 6 seed playing San Diego State as the 11 in the first round. And then since Georgetown got upset by Ohio, you then beat them in a 15-point route.
Was that the Ohio team that had those two brothers? I think they were twins, and they could dunk like crazy. They had dreads. You know, remember who I'm talking about? Was that that year, or was that maybe the year after? Do you remember the team I'm talking about?
Well, the year after, that was when you got beat by Michigan in the first round. I know you're talking about Ohio. I know. I don't know.
I wish I could remember those.
You
guys.
Beat Ohio they State the next game.
One of the brothers had a steal. And threw it backwards over his head down the court to his other brother who got it for the dunk. Do you guys remember that play?
Mm-mm.
It was absolutely unbelievable. That couldn't have been that team. I would have been terrified to play that team. But maybe it was. Maybe those guys, at least one of them, maybe still on there. I don't know.
Of all of those games, the one I remember the most is just beating Ohio State, getting revenge from a couple years back. You won that one 76-73. It was also the year Northern Iowa knocked off Kansas in the round of 32.
Oh, Northern Iowa.
One in stripes since then that Georgia got a 14 seed in 2008 when they won the SEC tournament. But I think Davey's point was that for an at-large power team.
It was, yes. I did not specify. But
well, wasn't
correct.
Georgia sub 500 that year as a team?
Yeah, I mean, like it makes sense to put a power team in who wouldn't have made the tournament once
right.
they win their conference tournament. Of course, that rarely happens, and usually, like you're saying, usually even if it does, they've still kind of proven by winning the tournament that they deserve at least a 12 or an 11, right?
I mean, that's Oregon this year.
On the bubble.
I mean, they got the 12 because they won the Pac-12.
Steven tweets in, don't forget American took Tennessee to the brink in 2008 as a 15 seed. I don't remember this at all.
I don't want to get this wrong. Who was the team that we beat like 130 something? That was that 2007 maybe? I don't remember that American game, frankly.
I don't either, but he was pointing out that's the same conference. That's the Patriot League 15 seat.
No, I mean, I think yeah, we know what kind of basketball we're going to be subjected to on Friday by the other team.
I actually think I don't know if Colgate, you know, a lot of these teams can kind of slow games down, and those are actually the ones I worry about more.
Tennessee beat American 72-57.
Okay.
15 points.
It was 08.
I take 15 points every game.
So maybe that one was close, you know, into the second half. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then you beat Butler the next round.
Yep, that was a good one. What was the final score of that one?
76-71.
Yeah. That was a good game.
Next game, Louisville, 79-60.
That was a good Louisville team. They were like the mismatch nightmare for us on the inside. We got bullied in the paint that game.
I don't even ever remember it being a game.
That was the game that changed the way Bruce Pearl like recruited and played the game of basketball. Like that was the one that forced him to go out and get, you know, bigs. That was the one that forced him to go out and kind of play a different style. Like that team set us up for like a real shot at a national championship if Bruce hadn't been fired, because he went into that game against Louisville and kind of got punked and said, okay, if we're going to play against the big boys and not be able to hit all of our threes, we've got to have other options, and that kind of forced his hand. In a weird way, a good loss had he not been fired, because I think by then, you know, we're probably in a Final Four by now.
07, you beat Long Beach State 121-86.
Long Beach State, that was
the
one.
We were a 5 seed that year, and that was also the year that Ohio State had their 20-point comeback.
What year was that, you said?
07.
07,
yeah.
Remember, I was somehow watching that game on a plane before, I was using cell service. I had my phone on. I probably should have been arrested. Mm. Could have messed with the instrumentation.
Yeah. It's not good.
But I just remember the Tennessee, like, I don't know how many threes we hit that game. It was ridiculous. We could not miss. We looked like Auburn on Saturday. Makes sense, really, when you think about it. Same coach. But Colgate. Nobody's picking Colgate as, like, the upset special. I was watching the pre-tournament show last night. Really, it seems like a lot of the guys are struggling to find those upset special teams this year. Probably the whole bracket just goes chalk. Fill out accordingly.
You know who it is? Everyone's taken.
No.
Is the upset? Yale over LSU.
Yeah, everyone kept saying, like, that one feels hollow because no coach. So it's like, yeah, it's an upset, but, like, LSU's a shell of itself right now.
We get into the bracket some other spots on the flip side. I got some thoughts on Yale LSU, and,
okay.
And we'll look for maybe some other sleeper teams as you get set to fill out your NCAA tournament bracket. Stick with us right here. It is 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. And you just heard the promo. The McKinney team brings you our live game broadcast here for March Madness. And that's actually starting tonight. We'll join the first four around 7 o'clock tonight. And then Belmont plays in the 11v11 game this evening. I think that one tips off a little after 9 o'clock. And the March Madness live games are brought to you by the McKinney team with Keller Williams. Let their family show your family the way home. They have a simple philosophy at the McKinney team with Keller Williams. The client comes first as they are helping you find the home of your dreams or sell your current home. They pledge to be in constant communication and keep you informed through the entire process. Put simply, you come first. You can go to Facebook and like Travis and Emily McKinney's page or visit ZillowKnoxville.com to learn more. That's ZillowKnoxville.com, or if you want to call them, 865-548-8267. 865-548-8267. It's the McKinney team with Keller Williams. And not only are they sponsoring our March Madness live games, but they'll be doing some free food and beer giveaways at Elkmont Exchange this Thursday and Friday. It's nice having the Friday game.
I agree. I mean, it would be nice to have Thursday because we'd talk about it on Friday, but get the weekend. Friday, Sunday. We'll be hot on Monday. Two games to talk about.
Yeah.
We're good.
No, that's
two,
a good point.
Two wins. You know, that's the key. But big ones tonight. 6:40. The big Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M 16-16 first four matchup.
Mm.
42 wins combined by those two squads. Just a hell of a year. And then after that at 9:10, we get Belmont and Temple. That one I think will actually be a really good game.
I'll probably watch that one.
Go Belmont.
At least some of it.
Go Belmont. And then tomorrow we get Arizona State at St. John's and North Carolina Central against North Dakota State. So congrats to Dayton, Ohio for getting just the damn Elite Eight from, I don't know. It's a good one.
Did you hear about the North Carolina Central coach?
I did not.
I did.
He said before the selection show, a lot of people will say, we'll play anybody. Doesn't matter. Just bring them on. But I'll be honest, I don't want to play Duke and Zion. Well, guess where they're playing? If they get by North Dakota State.
Yeah.
He gets
did you see
Duke
what he tweeted
Zion.
Last night, though, after that?
No.
He said, I fear God, not man. It's like, no, you got to go back. You already said it. You already said you're scared of Zion. You got
to
go back.
Maybe you think Zion is a god.
Well, I don't know. It is a place related to... I don't want to get off into the deep weeds of Zion. But
Zeus,
yeah.
Zion, it's close.
No, I think it's very, very far away, actually. I think you're... Just because it starts with a Z doesn't mean it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nike made him mortal. Yeah. Achilles has his heel.
We're going to get Greek
Zion
mythology.
Has his soul.
Yeah. It happens. It's always something little in Greek mythology.
I don't
it's always,
see how.
It's always a simple trick.
Zion was held by his sneaker as he was dipped into the...
It's like when Hercules was fighting Medusa. He was like, I'm just going to, you know, close my eyes.
I thought that was Odysseus.
I don't think
it
wasn't Odysseus that killed Medusa.
Wasn't her? Who was it?
Was it? Okay.
Was it not Hercules?
No, because it was like a Clash of the Titans, and I can't remember the main character's name.
Perseus.
Perseus, that's it.
Mm.
Oops. I get all those guys
that's
confused.
Tough. That's tough.
Perseus. It's a cool name, though. Caught out for him and put it in a bag so that he could turn the opposing army to stone. Smart move. You think when she's dead that her powers would be gone, but nope. Just
believe it was to defeat the Kraken.
Is that what he turned to stone?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
He's just doing it off the newer movie or whatever, right?
Mm. Yeah, but I'm...
Yeah.
It was,
we don't have to go into the movie.
No.
If Belmont wins, they'll get Maryland in the East bracket.
Sam Worthington. That's the main character.
Thank you. Is it weird they have a play-in game for 11s? Or am I guess there's... So, I mean, we talked about how the lowest at-large, like, we'd ever seen from a power conference was really a 12. So, I don't know. I thought it was, like, aren't they usually 12s that are playing in? Or are they always 11s now?
I want to say they changed it to where the 11s are the 11 and 16s are the playing games, but I believe it used to be, like, the 12. They had playing games there, and I think they even used the 13 seed as a playing game before.
All right. Well, Belmont, Temple, and Arizona State, St. John's. Is it because of that Will Warren thing where they said...
Oh, those are your 11 seed games.
Yeah, those are the two playing games.
Not tonight.
Right.
One tonight, one tomorrow.
Right. Those are the 11 seed playing games.
Just making
the teams that can get hot, going on a run.
Making it clear. Yeah. The Tennessee spot, they call it. Is Tennessee the team that's gone the farthest from the playing game? Has any other team made it to the Sweet 16 or beyond? Did Syracuse have a play-in game and get to the Elite Eight 1 year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it's happened. Damn. I think another team, at least one other team's gone to the Sweet 16.
Interesting.
You get hot.
I mean, Belmont's 26-5. I'd say they would get Maryland and then the winner of LSU-Yale. Like, I think the Sweet 16 is there for Belmont if they get by Temple tonight.
Well, we circle back around. I don't think LSU does not profile like a team that gets upset in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Really?
No.
All that's gone on?
I mean, it could happen because of all of that. You could get the...
I mean, I think that's the only reason people are thinking they're an upset option is because of the other stuff.
I just don't...
I mean, and I'm not saying it's the same situation, but do you remember when Tennessee took the floor against Michigan and the team knew Pearl was going to be fired?
Yeah, they just were ready for spring break.
Yeah, if somehow LSU's players kind of realize that Will Wade's not coming back, they're not going to be very motivated to play. Now, that Michigan team was probably much better than this Yale team, but still, that Tennessee team was probably better than this LSU team. So just... I think but that's what's putting LSU on the upset alert radar, is just everything other than basketball itself.
I mean, they did play a lot of close games in the regular season.
They did. We counted them. They went to overtime like six times. They had the number, what did I say, four luck factor? Like if you just factor in unexplained statistics, essentially, they were among the luckiest teams in the country. And you wonder if maybe some of their luck runs out, and again, that plus all the other stuff is putting, it's just putting them on the radar.
Usually teams, though, that have bigs like they have and can rebound
I'm with you.
Even if they have
an upset killer when you've just got 2 7-footers who are going to pick up every loose ball. I mean, Yale's not going to have anybody who can touch Bigby Williams or Naj Reid.
Because if you have a bad shooting night as the power team, but you have those cleanup guys inside, just kind of overmatch the other team physically.
If two missed threes almost always result in 2 points.
Right.
For every 2 threes you miss, you're getting a rebound putback, which is about what LSU does. I mean, we've talked about this all season. Sometimes their best offense is to just get a shot up and then let Reed and Bigby Williams grab a rebound. And the guy who's been coming in off the bench, Mays or Days, they got two. It confuses me. But Naj Reed against – who was their first-round game? Was it Florida?
Yes.
Did he hit 5 threes?
Something like that. He was
like 5 of 6.
He had a deep one to tie it
up. Yeah. He was like the only guy really keeping him in it for a stretch. But I mean, they're definitely super talented. I think it's just everything else around, you know, the Will Wade situation, the Javonta Spark situation, and what maybe happens now.
They're also really good at getting to the basket with their guards. You know, they don't win games, you know, bombing threes.
I'm not trying to say LSU isn't good.
No,
Nate. I'm just saying that with the situation.
I'm just laying it out, like, you know, Davey mentioned, a lot of the experts think that that's a big upset slot, and I see the drama and the weirdness
right.
of the situation.
That's why. Like, basketball-wise, it shouldn't be a close game, but this is a little bit beyond, you know, 5-on-5 is all I'm...
A lot of the, like, you know, 4 and 5 seeds that have trouble is because they are good shooting teams. They've had a great year shooting the basketball, and then they get in the NCAA tournament in a different environment, maybe with an extra little bit
Stiff
of pressure
rims.
Because it's now the, you know, now it's tournament time. They start missing a few shots. The other team's playing pretty well, and all of a sudden they're down, and they're freaking out, and they lose.
Any other big-time first-round upset alert moments for you guys as you looked at the bracket? Because I got to be honest, man, I know a bunch are going to happen, but just on paper, I'm kind of like, eh. I mean, I think, like, Murray State, Marquette, but again, we talked about Marquette. They've been on a slide lately. Murray State with John Morant, I mean, he's good enough to drop 30 against just about anybody, but I don't know that one's one that would really even surprise anyone at this point, right?
I mean, I have the winner of the Belmont Temple game in Sweet 16.
Do you have Yale or LSU winning the first round?
LSU.
Okay.
So who do you have winning that game?
He has Belmont beating, or who, we'll just say Belmont for now. He has Belmont beating Maryland and beating LSU.
Did you pick Belmont, or did you just pick the winner of that?
I think it'll be Belmont, but with the way it's set up, you can't just pick one team.
Okay. Just curious.
You get the. It's
so
like
you don't know who it's going to be, but you've got him in the Sweet 16.
Yes. It's happened before. I mean, usually one of those play-in games makes a good run. But I think it'll personally be Belmont. Granted, they could all be.
I hope it's Belmont.
Be shattered tonight.
I like Belmont.
You don't have them beat Michigan. You don't have them beating Michigan State too.
I don't have Michigan State going. I got Louisville beating Michigan State.
All right.
I think that's a really good pick.
I think your whole bracket right there.
I think Minnesota stinks.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota stinks. I think Louisville's going to roll over Minnesota, and then I totally love Louisville over Michigan State. I think it's a great pick.
There's always those brackets that, like,
didn't they already play this year?
Who?
Louisville and Michigan State. Did that game not happen? Didn't Michigan State go lose at Louisville? I'm like 99% sure that game happened. As we all get quiet while Davey searches.
I don't know. I'll let him look.
It might have. No, it was at Louisville, and Louisville won. I'm 100% sure. I remember watching it now. It was a really good basketball game. But no, I think that's a good pick. I've been high on Louisville since they played Tennessee. I was very surprised at how good they were considering all they've been through recently.
Well, I was feeling iffy because after that Duke game, they just haven't been the same. I'm like, blowing a 23-point lead.
Yeah, their confidence has been shaken.
Well, that's fair. But I also think that, I mean, the talent
is
there.
It
and
is.
I think that a reset going into the tournament is probably what they needed. And I just think that, I mean, you know, frankly, who they have to play, that's kind of a gift to get Minnesota. I mean, they might beat Minnesota by 20.
So after, what tournament was Louisville and Tennessee in this year? The NIT tip-off?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah. After that, Louisville played Michigan State, and they won 82-78 in overtime.
There you go.
At Louisville. I thought it went to overtime. I wasn't sure. I just knew it was a really good game. Look at Louisville. But yeah, lately it's been a little bit of a skid.
I don't see a lot of first round games where I'm like, oh yeah, that'll be, I mean, I don't know. Like if Oregon were to beat Wisconsin, it doesn't really feel like that big
of an upset
because they're both power teams and one just won a conference tournament.
Yeah, and Oregon is red hot right now. I actually really like Oregon over Wisconsin because Oregon is insanely athletic, and I watched Wisconsin somehow beat Michigan State, and I don't – that one of the reasons I'm just not high on the Big Ten is because outside of Michigan State and Michigan, the talent level just 1 through 5 is – talent and athleticism is just, it takes a huge drop. And even then, still, Michigan and Michigan State would drop games to those teams. Now, there's a lot of familiarity there, right? Like, you know, Wisconsin and Penn State and Indiana, like, they all know what Michigan State's going to do. They know what Beeline and Michigan's going to do, and I get that. And I'm not saying – it's kind of like the SEC. It's tough to win road games in the SEC. It's tough to win road games in the Big Ten. That's why, you know, Michigan goes to Penn State, who is awful, and loses. But, man, I just don't see the athleticism. Even when I watch Michigan and Michigan State, I just don't think they're on the same level as the Gonzagas, Dukes, even Virginia's, Tennessee's, certainly Kentucky, even LSU. Like, it's just a different level of athleticism. We'll see. Maybe I end up being dead wrong, but I would personally be betting pretty hard against the Big Ten in this tournament, and I'd be doing it very early.
Well, I mean, I think there's possibilities even in the half of the South bracket that Tennessee's in. I mean, you got Old Dominion. I don't know anything about them. Nothing. Zero. But they play Purdue, who's the worst three seed in the tournament. So, I mean, you talk about you want kind of a bigger upset. That's on the table. St. Mary's obviously just played the game of their life to beat Gonzaga.
True.
In their tournament. So they've got to be, you know, have a lot of confidence. Villanova is not the same team from a year ago. They're a 6 seed. I mean, a 6-11 isn't that crazy of an upset anymore. So you don't have to go far to look for some potential ones. I just don't see a lot that jump off the page. Like, you know, does Auburn have a bad shooting day? Can they be a 5-12 victim? I mean, I don't know.
I would say it's very possible. New Mexico State is good, man. They're 30-4. They're not a bad basketball team. And we know how streaky Auburn can be.
Yeah.
I mean, when they hit threes, you get what happened on Sunday, and when they don't, you get a 30-point loss at Rupp. Like, it just depends on the night. In a first game, in a new environment, you know, it's one thing when you've played 4 games in 4 days on the same rims and you just feel good about the floor, the environment, the routine, shots falling. This will be the first game in a new spot. Ugh, look out. We talked about this. Those shooting teams that rely on that type of a game plan, I mean, that's why Bruce, you know, at Tennessee didn't have the success in the tournament until he built his team to be able to score on the inside a little bit better and not rely on the three as much. Did Auburn go out first round last year? Did they not get smoked in the first round? I forget who they play all of a sudden, but I want to say last year they had lost Anthony McLemore and had kind of limped to the finish line, but it was the same type of deal. They get there and they just have a bad shooting night and they get run out of the gym. It's the same way Alabama blasted them in the SEC tournament, man. They just ran out of juice. No juice. So I'd say absolutely. And New Mexico State, that's a team they are familiar with winning. 30-4 on the season, not bad. Northeastern over Kansas? Just kidding.
Auburn won their first-round game.
They did?
Yeah.
Who did they play in the second? Who did they play in the first round?
They got smoked in the second round by Clemson.
That's right. It was like a not-good Clemson team that just – what was that score?
84-53.
Yeah. 31 points.
That is a beatdown. Yeah, they squeaked by College of Charleston the
first
round.
That's who it was.
By four.
Yeah, College of Charleston like had that game won, and then I had forgotten about that because I had that game and maybe I was confusing Alabama's game with A&M. I know that doesn't make sense, but I knew there was a close one in there. And then I remember they got absolutely hammered by someone. It was Clemson by 31. See, that's just them, though, right? Like, if they go up against a team who can just play the game of basketball and they don't hit their threes, they're, you know, likely to get run out of the gym.
Mm. Good note from Jeff. He reminds us, he says, I think, so we have to check this, but he thinks VCU was actually in the play-in game the year they went to the Final Four.
No kidding. Wow.
I think that's right. It sounds
Dang
right.
It. I wanted to be the furthest. We should have.
No, not was, even close.
We should have, man. That was not a charge on Jarnell Stokes. That was a bad call. Michigan bias. Horrible.
Bad call.
Horrible.
Mess you up.
I was there. I've never been more wanting to throw stuff in my entire life. You know, I would have set up an Elite Eight matchup with Kentucky. That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome. When they had the Harris twins. Remember that the Harris kid hit like the same shot 3 times to win the game and then had the same shot and missed it when they finally lost? Unbelievable. When Kentucky and Louisville played in that Sweet 16 game, I've never been in an arena like that where it's a 50-50 split. It was like high school, but times 10.
Yeah.
It was wild. And I'm not trying to give those two teams credit, but that game when Michigan-Tennessee wrapped up and the Cards and Cats came in, ooh, it got pretty crazy in there.
I think the
that was a long drive home.
And because Tennessee's a two, the seven seeds are pretty fascinating. You know, we talked about Louisville potentially getting Michigan State in the second round if they get by Minnesota. Obviously, we talked a lot about Cincinnati, and we'll continue to do so the rest of the week. But in the West and the Midwest, I mean, Nevada's the seven. They play Florida in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada's a team that people had, you know, in the top 10 in the country earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. I don't think – I could be wrong. I mean, I think their top two players, the brothers are healthy. I don't think they've had, like, bad injuries or anything. I think just, you know, they were kind of playing a little bit above where they were, and now they're kind of probably in the right spot. But if they get by Florida, then they get Michigan – you talk about Big Ten teams going down. Like, that's a tough second-round game for Michigan, who's on the same seed line as Tennessee. And on the other half, you got Kentucky in the Midwest. And, you know, everybody's been talking about Wofford all year because how they shoot the three. I kind of feel for Wofford. I would hate to have to play Kentucky as a team that's not going to be physically able to match up. You know, like, if I was Wofford, I'd be like, give me Michigan. Give me Michigan State. Even give me Tennessee probably over Kentucky because it's just that matchup's tough. But yeah. – I don't know. Maybe Kentucky will sleepwalk a little bit or not, just not be in a groove.
Yeah, if I'm Wofford's coach, when we start shooting the threes in practice, I'm having everybody take one big step back from where they normally take. Like, guys, this is where we're going to get them in this game.
Yeah.
Right? It's like all those old Western Kentucky teams when they get in the tournament and they're bombing from just like 8 feet behind the line. It's like, this is where we have to shoot from now. This is your new line. Because you will not get that shot with your toes just behind that line. They will hop up there and slap it out of the sky.
And then, I mean, if Wofford does get upset in the first round, it's Seton Hall in Kentucky in a rematch of a game the Wildcats lost. Which means they'll probably win the rematch.
Probably like 100.
Yeah.
Did you hear Cal, by the way?
I saw
Why is it
somebody
every...
put a mashup of all his from like the last 5 or 6 years.
And he's at it again, man. I didn't know there was another way to say you got screwed until I saw this bracket. Like, he literally just complains about every single bracket.
Like, why? What's the point? I mean,
I don't know.
He angling for next year? Like, this isn't like a possession where you can get the call.
It's not
30 seconds
it's
later.
Not working. And I don't even really think this one was that bad. Was he just mad that he got a two?
I have no idea. I mean, he's definitely a two.
Is he mad they had to go to Jacksonville? Would he have rather been in Salt Lake City?
Did you see what Matt Jones tweeted?
He would have rather been in Columbus, I'm sure.
Said if Tennessee had won, Tennessee would have gone to the West, like we talked about earlier. Kentucky would have actually been the two in the South and would have got to play
in
Virginia in Louisville.
Oh, pff. That's why Cal's mad. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't give up an 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go, champ.
So Kentucky is actually mad at Tennessee for losing to Auburn because that they're saying that's what cost them the two. It's
well,
like,
we said
you could have just beaten Tennessee.
You know, we said maybe we lost to Auburn in the regular season to set up a better seed for the SEC tournament. Maybe Rick Barnes had more inside information and lost to Auburn in the championship to set up a better seeding for the NCAA tournament. Mm. Just saying, Rick Barnes is connected. Maybe he said, you know, if we win this, guys, we're going to California. I don't really want to go to California. Let's stay here.
If I'm a Gonzaga fan, I'm pretty worried about that second round matchup. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two next. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.